listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters, and I'm going to tell you a story, if you don't mind. I've hesitated just for a few moments because I don't know where to start with the story. Do you remember George Bush and Al Gore? How many of you are old enough to remember the fact that I believe that George Bush won by 500 or so votes? What would have happened if Al Gore became the president? Can you see that Providence was involved there? And guess who was the agent of Providence? Would you like to know? I'll tell you who he is in just a little bit. If you will call your friends, I will give you some raised eyebrows. And I will tell you that I am in America because that was my destiny. I was born to do all the things I've done and all the things I've learned. But in this case, right now, you're in a big situation, and I think, not only I think, I know I can help you out of it the way I did it, and here he comes, the way I did it for George Bush, who didn't know what was going on behind the back. But I will tell you that story. Just pick up the phone and call your friends. I have to tell you this. Okay? I'm not going to take praise for anything I'm saying. I'm saying that this is a story that ends in perhaps at this point, I'm able to help you overcome the danger that you're in. I'm not going to talk about people running for government. I can't mention their names even. But I can tell you a story so that you will do what I ask you to do when I finished, which is to go to Facebook and just watch, if you don't want to go any further, just watch the 1 minute and 20 seconds with my friend, or I guess he's my friend because I haven't talked to him for a long time, Matt Drudge. Would you do that? Maybe later on, or if you haven't done so, just listen to my program in the background and just listen to what the subject matter was when Drudge was on Fox and he interviewed me, and this is what happened, and it has led to my story, so that this person with the Creator acting through me as it was then with Al Gore, I'll tell you how it's going to happen. So you really need, I can't say it right now, I want to enter into the main show so that all of you can listen, because this part of the program is usually cluttered by, you know, the usual stuff, the traffic and what's going on, as if you didn't know already. So I would like you to, when I finish my discussion and my story, and you will see that I was meant And I didn't see how I was being guided. In America, you call it manipulated. I like the word guided because it's my creator that helped me to save your life, your country. You know, how many years ago? God knows how many. I didn't count the years. We'll be right back in a minute. Don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening. I'm going to tell you something that will make your eyebrows rise up. My name is Roy Masters. And I see today again, you need my help. Now, I'm an agent of my Creator. I didn't know about that many, many years ago. But slowly but surely, the things I did intuitively and effortlessly matured into yours truly being it. An agent of change. When it came to George Bush versus Al Gore, guess who helped make that go away? That crazy, stinking idiot you were just about to put in power. If you had done this, you would have been finished a long time ago. So, if I tell you the story, I'm not going to take credit for this. It is simply what I was born for. I was born to help to overcome post-traumatic stress disorders. And when I'm gone, I don't know when that will be, but when I'm gone, I will leave that behind as a legacy. It's already out, and people can use it. And we got to get rid of the person we have, and we got to get rid of one of the people we have, if you know what I mean. One's going out, another one can come in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you want the right one to come in, don't you? The whatever is right to you. I can't tell you which one is right, okay? But you are on the edge of a precipice, see? And it needs an eternal interdiction. Not infernal, eternal. And that operates through yours truly for many years. In different ways. But I didn't know I was being used. I didn't know what my future was. I just followed the yellow brick road, in a manner of speaking, just doing what was makes sense. Okay? Susan, can you hold on, please? Yes, thank you very much. Because I have to tell this story. Because I know what to do. How to save this country from the hell that it's headed for. I have the means now, And, but I also had the means then. Have you ever heard of, let me see, can't think of my name of the, just one second, a second. Can't think of it now, isn't it ridiculous? I must be getting old. But the network, when the name comes back to me, was 100 people working for it. Isn't that ridiculous? That I should forget the name of the network? Talk Radio Network, there it is. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And so, you've heard of the Talk Radio Network, right? There was 100 people working there. And the reason why you didn't get... What's his name? Al Gore. It's such a dirty name. It's still a crazy person. Absolutely nutty. And there's so many nuts out there that see him as a sort of glorious creature because of the media. That media needs to be hung, drawn, and quartered, you know, if you're manner of speaking. But the point is, I did not know that I began that network. Now, let me tell you the story. And that's just a little pieces of it. So I haven't prepared anything. I never prepare. I rather make the mistakes and babble a little bit and be real. And not. I like to have the moment where I have a relationship with all of you. I don't want to read anything. See, I don't want to prepare anything. I just know I want to say it. So if you don't mind. So the story is, first of all, the first part of my story led me to understand hypnosis. You see. And the second part of the story was that I went to Houston and left my diamond coveting. This is all before the radio and stuff like that. I'm a diamond cutter by profession. And it's a long story because I have to just put little pieces in. But when during the war, in the beginning of the war, I walked into a theater, a live theater, and there was a hypnotist doing magic things like that. And he says, this is it. This is what Hitler's doing. That made it changed in my... That moment, I changed my life. I looked for books. There wasn't anything about it. And to this day, it's a mystery as how he did it. But I figured that mystery out. And so, cutting a long story short, and having become a diamond cutter, and I came to Africa, and I saw the danger there, so I thought, no, I won't emigrate there. I'm going to go home and then go to America. And that's the story, that part of it. And so I was kind of broke for one time, and someone took pity on me, a nice person. And I stayed with them for a while, and I had enough money to get a truck. Old one, and get my diamond cutting equipment. It's about £500. And I walked into the nicest jewelry store in Boston. And I said, I can do some diamond cutting and demonstration in your premises. You're a nice high-class store. I only do high-class stores. He said, how much? I said, $300 a week. Well, that's worth as much as $4,000 today. That's how far back I go. That's how much inflation you have. Yeah, you know, because there's 300, it's 10, at least 10 times, it's 30, it'd be 3,000. But it's worse than that. It's going to get worse. Your mind is going to get... Anyway, we won't go into that. And so, when I got married, I was a thousandaire, so to speak. And then my firstborn was coming down to greet me from his mother's womb. So I couldn't do it anymore. So I stopped in Houston. And this is an interesting story because I'm leading to something. I'm leading to something that is in store for me, which could be in store for you, but bad. Your future is bad depending upon what guides you. That's all I want to say for the time being. And so, but I was divinely guided. I've always been divinely guided, and I didn't know anybody else in the beginning. I didn't know anybody. And it didn't happen to everybody. Everybody has the power for that, but something was in the way. And so when Hitler, he said, I opened the book, I can't remember what the book was. In this quote book, it's the quotes. He says, through the clever and persistent application of propaganda at your mainstream media, people could be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise. And for thousands of years, the human race has been ruled by the lowest forms of life. That's enough for now. And then there's another one from Martin Luther. It is the nature of all hypocrites and false prophets to create a conscience where there is none, and to cause a conscience to disappear where it does exist. Martin Luther. So I know where I got that one, but the Adolf Hitler one is the one I'm interested in right now, because you'll see in a minute. Because you're about to lose your country, see, and you do. I'm not sure you know that, but half of you seems to have lost it. Your minds, but you don't know you've lost it. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit at the time, because by myself, I could do nothing. Jesus said the same thing. I didn't know what my future was. All I know is to live in the moment, without motion, clarity, and clearing the way. Emotions get in the way. And so I learned, and I discovered that emotion is not human. You see? And if you have emotion, you can't hear your intuition whispering to you and giving you the moment that you need. His moment for his story to be written through you. All right? So, I'm coming to Bush and Al Gore in a minute. Don't go away, because Susan, you can wait for a little bit, because it takes a little while to tell this story. I'm coming to a point which is very important. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, here I am again. So, to hell with the commercials and stuff like that. This is important. So, let me see where I left off. Because it's a long story, I'm trying to shorten it just a bit. Anyway, I'm sitting in my office in the Institute of Hypnosis. Now, that's how I got that far. Making a good living. And there's a lot of stories there. Maybe you'll find it very interesting one day if I have. But this is important because this is political. And I want you to know, first of all, it's so much to say. I'm not prepared. So do me a favor, please. Let me just shuffle around a little bit and you'll get the point. A person came into my office. And by that time, I've been an excellent hypnotist, understanding hypnotism what it really was is called temptation. And that's you should be delivered from evil from that. And once I understood that, I gave up what I was doing and got some records, which are now CDs. And this is what you're getting when you get my material to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, all kinds of stresses, all kinds of illnesses. 95% of all the diseases can be cured just by a few minutes a day with this special meditation I'm teaching you. And, well, anyway, so I'm in the office and a man comes in and says, sign this. I said, what is this? Here's a permit to start a radio station up in Oregon. Oh, that's interesting. Well, I put my wife on it and my daughter because the government wanted for more women to be involved, so I put them on it. And up, I went up to Oregon, and we won. There's a sort of a process where you have lawyers and everything like that, and so I decided to buy the other two out for $10,000. And so therefore I had a right to build a radio station. And it was 100,000 watts. And I didn't know about radio, but I found somebody who could help me. And to cut a long story short, within 3 years, I had 144 stations. All right. And then I was in hospital, and I got an offer from another company, and they want to give me $9 million for it. Okay? So I sold it. Then what did I do with the $9 million? Well, it belonged to the family, but we decided to give it to the Foundation of Human Understanding, all of it, except $1 million that they held back. I said, no, forget it. They were not going to give us. They're going to cheat us a little bit. It's okay. And so my son, Mark, he says, Dad, let's do this again. So that became Talk Radio Network. And they had about 800 stations. And it was worth $180 million. I didn't own it because the rule of thumb, the first time as a foundation, you can personally keep 80% of it. No, or we could all the foundation could, we gave the money to the foundation, but being a extension of that radio, meaning we had a little tiny piece, and it's 19 9/10%. That's all we could own so far. That was all right, because a network, a big network, was growing. All right? Now, here it is. This is how life is. There's a little pause here. And years went by, and we had 100 people working for us. And there's a background here. Because Soros and his communist friends saw us as becoming as powerful, very powerful, and what they did here. Well, first of all, I'll tell you what happened before they did it. You'll forgive me, I'm going backwards and forwards, but listen carefully. So, George Bush and Al Gore, I thought to myself, how could a person in their right mind, pick that person. But as you see, as what Martin Luther says, it's the nature of all hypocrites and false prophets to create a conscience where there isn't any, and to cause a conscience to disappear where it does exist. See, Martin Luther. And so, and then there's another saying which is also rather interesting. Hitler says, through the clever, persistent application of propaganda, there's the mainstream media again, people can be made to see paradise as hell, or sit the other way round, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise. So for thousands of years, the human race has been ruled by the lowest forms of life. And you have to be the lowest form of life if you are going to, if you've got two components, opponents, and one is obviously sick and demented like him, or Al Gore was nutty as a fruitcake, and I don't know if he's any better right now, but then, God help you if you would have got him. And guess who caused George Bush, even though he wasn't the best, but he was better. And that's all we had. Guess who caused the outcome to be for George Bush with 500 votes. I think it was 500. So don't quote me. It was pretty close. Had the Talk Radio Network, had it not been there, your state would have been much worse than it is now. Now, George, is it Soros? Yes, it's Soros. George Soros is a scumbag. I understand why he became that way, and so I don't criticize him too much, but he was being controlled by the wrong side of the force. And so the Democrats, they got their heads together and they said, Talk Radio Network has to go. And they did it. My son, Mark, created the way. I have to speak in ordinary language because he created an organization that sells commercials for the 800 stations and all the talent we had, and very famous talent. And I'm not going to go into that. But so he decided that he would buy that advertising agency that my son put together, and they broke their loyalty to us, and they stopped paying and collapsed Talk Radio Network, and then they bought up, whoever's behind the scenes bought up conservative radio stations and threw out all the good ones, because that's what they do. They wanted to get rid of all the good talk show hosts because they're giving them the truth, and he didn't want that to happen. Now hold on. We'll be right back. Well, now do you see, ladies and gentlemen, if you, I'll just repeat this, if because this is a commercial place, so that you may not hear me. But had it not been for yours truly, now I didn't own the station. It was a kind of an extension of the foundation, but the foundation couldn't own it. We could only own a little piece of it, but that was all right. But because my son, Mark, was very smart, he was able to stretch his powers into getting more stations in Florida. And that's where George Bush overcame Al Gore. But if it wasn't for the fact that yours truly sat in the office and suddenly walked through the door and said, sign this. It is just sign it, and then you get a chance to create your own radio station. And so we did. And I've said we sold it for a lot of money, but the money went to the foundation and not to us. We all put our heads together and says, no, this is, we need to start the foundation of human understanding, something like that. And we were all in, so we didn't take it for ourselves. That little piece eventually, it's a long story, so I'm missing a lot out. So you see, my destiny saved your bacon. The destiny coming through me, not because I did it all, don't get me wrong, but because I live. And because I live and I listen to my intuition. And sometimes I make the mistakes. You know, I've been had, you know, because people are very clever. And I had to have some experience in believing people are not believable. I get that. But it's all part, you know, if you have a garden or a ranch, you know, you can't stop. You can't get all the food. You know, the crows get it and the mice get it and just things like that. So what you got left is yours. But you can't get it all. And so I'm saying the same thing. Now, I say that I can help save you. I can be the same. I know now. I know what I was meant for in my understanding of hypnosis, understanding how to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder and 95% of all diseases. If you want me to help you, I can. But this is not. This is something more important, more urgent. It's urgent in the sense. I'll be back in a minute.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, you'd have to listen to this program again. I can't. All of you have been listening. I hope you brought your friends to your radios. And I've made a point that had I not been who I am, I wouldn't have been able to build a radio station in Medford, Oregon, okay, whereby it sold, I turned it into 144 stations, sold it for $9 million roughly, and then gave the money to the Foundation of Human Understanding to make it strong and grow. And the foundation of human understanding only owned a tiny bit of it, 99.9% of it, and the rest of it ran by itself. But my son, Mark, was in that, and he was very good at what he did. And the years and years went by, and we came to the George Bush and the Al Gore thing, and guess what? So I've said it just a few minutes ago, I'll say it again. Florida had the 500 votes more than Al Gore. Thank God. But the root of it was me. I didn't do all the work. I just was the, precursor. There's another word for it. I was the originator, but not really, because the originator was in me. He originated me, but he originated for a future that I could not possibly make. I just followed instinct or intuition, that's it, intuition, which is unity. So now I get problems again. So the problems were that Soros and his friends, it isn't, they bought up all the commercial programs, all the Republican thinking people. I was just trying to find a way to say it. And threw the good talk show hosts out, and put lousy ones in, and you say, they all, and the stations began to lose money, but they kept the radio stations where it was working for them, if you see what I mean. And so we lost Talk Radio Network. They got rid of it behind the scenes. Now, however, now, I'm coming up to today. I don't have the stations to do what I did now. But guess what? About a month ago, someone persuaded me to look into Facebook. So I did. And there it was. There it was. I'm an amateur. I have a friend. And so who understands these things? I says, can you do this? And he says, yes. And you have to see it. Because anybody goes to Facebook, Roy Masters Facebook, you will see what I've been made to do. Well, which is my honor to do. I have almost 8 million people listening within 4 weeks. And I wanted to now, I don't have radio programs, but as it would happen, I'm going to be doing a radio program on that when we get the right photography, so that you can actually watch me doing my radio program. But that's not the important thing. Even if I didn't do that, what you will read, the very first thing you see will really split your mind open. And you will see clearly in a fraction of a second what I have understood. This fraction of a second, but this piece suddenly appeared. This 1 minute and 10 seconds, I think. This 1 minute and 10 second appeared from nowhere with Matt Drudge asking me a question, and I can't believe what I was saying. I don't remember the moment. I remembered him interrogating me, but I didn't hear what I was saying. But it suddenly appeared from somewhere, and there it was, and we picked it up, and we put it right there, and right at the minute from that minute on, a month ago, maybe a week, maybe 5 weeks ago, but a month at least. We are now reaching 8 million people. I want to make it 20 million people who will just look at that one. There's more, of course. That one is Matt Drudge talking to me. I'm not going to say what he got me to say, because I'm looking at it, and it's within, it's 10-20 seconds worth of right to the heart of evil. Even in you, you will be shocked in a good way. The bad guys will be shocked in a bad way. And that way we kill the adversary just by them getting curious to see if they have the power to overcome what is there. And you people out there, you can't wait to prove me wrong. But go ahead and see it, because when you see it, you can't take it back. You can't take yourself back. And something will own you. And it's all about good and evil. And it's about time good and evil becomes used. But you see, America is still America. And I couldn't do this in Hitler Germany, could I? No. I couldn't do it in Stalin Russia. No. But it's dangerous for me to do it now, because half your country is rot, see. But the rotten ones are not necessarily rotten. They are just programmed. And if you will listening to me now and saying, what's this man talking about? There's got to be something in my voice that says, this man's saying something. And some people will feel a breath of fresh air. I haven't said much about anything, but you can hear where I'm coming from. And I want you to go there. And so that the years of radio is no longer for me. But the fulfillment of my journey came about because Facebook came about. And there it was. And it greeted me, in a manner of speaking, with nearly 8 million people in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Now I'm asking you, do you want me to help change the course of your country? Couldn't hurt, could it? Then you please go to Facebook, Roy Masters. And there's a place where you can donate. Or you can donate to the Foundation of Human Understanding. Because I'm paying for some of those. Foundation is paying, of course. I'm paying every day. And some of it is natural. There's a name for it. And some of it you pay. So, it's almost 8 million people now. I want to get to 20 million people, and you can be rest assured that those few videos that won all by itself will wake you up, and it will wake the bad people up that are just broken, that's all. See, you can be a bad person without knowing you're a bad person. And you can't see that you do wrong. And you see evil as good and good as evil. And so you tend to project what was projected to you when you came into the world, see. But now, you go there and support my program. I need about maybe $20,000 or $30,000 to finish the job. And I'm going to go down to my shorts, the foundation shorts, to make sure that bad things don't happen. So will you help me? So help me, God, will you help me? to help you. I love this country, and I have been born for this. I have been born to help soldiers overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. The only thing that's keeping me away from the veterans is the rules of Obama. He hates, can't you see, he hates our soldiers and he doesn't care about them dying. All he did was change the chief cook and bottle washer, and nothing else happened, and they're still dying. And you are so busy, most of you are so busy snorting and screwing each other, excuse the expression. But you got to have some virtue. You got to come back to what America is all about, as an individual and as a collective of individuals, because an individual by himself will be smothered and demoralized and degraded and killed. So that's what you're looking for. It's going to happen. But please, what I'm saying to you may be the equivalent to that 500 or so. Votes, which put George Bush, even though he wasn't the best, he wasn't Al Gore the worst. You understand this? So I see this as my story is written, and I feel confident because of my experiences and how things happen through me. I am hopeful that you will send enough money, as many as you can. Tell everybody as many as you can to go to Facebook. Okay, and you can on Facebook, you can donate to the foundation, or you can go to the foundation FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. See, FHU, that's all you need, foundation, FHU.com. And then you can get a meditation at no charge, which will help you to begin overcoming all your problems and opening your eyes to see the lies. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I've been sitting back, sort of reminiscing, but I was meant for this. I was meant to discover the secret of how veterans, if I could get to them. I have been just invited for the first time to go up north, somewhere in Oregon, I don't know where I'll be able to talk to the first 200 of veterans. It should have been happening a long time ago, but I got betrayed by another person, which we don't need to talk about. That I paid them to do all kinds of things and share thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of videos. Not videos, but what do you call those little spin things? Talking to my producer. Not real to real, just, you know, it's just a disc, CD, yes. You see, I'm old-fashioned, so it's CD, thank you very much. So it's on a CD. It's called Coping Strategies for the Military. But it has everything in it you need to cure almost anything. Now, you can, the doctors may not like this, but it doesn't cure you. It leads you to He who made you. That's what it does. And everything becomes clear. And you people who are now lost and crazy, yes, because a lot of you really are crazy,
the left is mostly crazy, and the right is not right enough. So crazy are very dangerous, and those who are Christian and not Christian enough. So I will help both of you, one of you to be more Christian. In other words, being able to stand up for yourself and not worry about the outcome, and have less emotion and more Holy Spirit. Okay, we'll be right back.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, I just give you a story. I need your money now, please. And if I can bring it up to 20,000 people, there's 20,000 people that will be the death of the wicked ones. Okay? I won't have to turn to the wicked ones. All right. I mean, spiritual death, spiritual power. This is spiritual warfare. And it's really spiritual warfare. America's under siege. And there's a psychopolitical war raging for the hearts and souls of Americans. And we've lost them. We're alcohol. We screw each other. It's just awful. And so we're losing the freedoms our founding fathers handed down to us. And the reason why we're losing that is because we do not understand the diabolical game that being played with our minds. See? So, I'm going to take my call now. Susan has been waiting for me. I'll just greet her. And she's from New York. Go ahead, Susan. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I hope it wasn't sort of splattering all over the place and you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, that's all right. Give me a chance to relax a little bit. I'm still undergoing a psychic spiritual attack by this
woman. What do you mean by it? Can you define attack?
She's a Satanist and a witch.
You're still involved with a person. The person is long gone.
Well, she's moved on to someone else.
I know, but she's put herself inside you.
It's not her.
She's the agent of deliverance.
Right.
And so, why are you fighting it? Because it's a phantom. The reason why you got that way, because you are either seduced by her and looking for love in all the wrong places, sort of thing, and you attract a seducer, a seductress. And then she loves you and puts you on a pedestal, and then you see the wrong other side of her, and then you get angry. And when you get angry, the doors open for hell inside you, and she gets in. But it's not her fault, because you are now the extension of her.
Right.
And she's the extension of someone else. And so neither one of you can help yourself. You're standing in her shoes. You're in trouble in a sense that you're becoming like her. That's what you're afraid of, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, but you see, you're fighting a spirit, and you don't know how to fight that spirit. You can't fight a spirit with your physical self. You need a metaphysical spirit. And the only metaphysical spirit there is within you. And you need to meditate so you will disconnect your struggling with your monkey brain. You are struggling. You are struggling and fighting that which was put in you. It's hard to explain what it is, but it's the other side of a god. In other words, instead of a god, it's a demigod.
Right.
See? And so, the only thing that can cure that is God Almighty himself through the Jesus Christ that he has. And he said, of myself I can do nothing. The Father within me, he doth it. So, you need to stop. You need to understand quickly. Do not struggle with it. Just watch the images. Watch what comes to you, and you will see that there's another self in you. And it's already afraid. It's afraid of me right now, is it not?
It is.
You can feel it stirring, don't you?
I do. I can feel myself, and I can feel it.
Okay, now. Now, listen, stop being upset with the feeling.
Okay.
It's the feeling that keeps, it's the feeling that keeps the dark side alive. It's an energy field. So long as you're angry with it, you are further from God, and the anger is an energy for the dark side of the force to keep shaping itself in the image of wickedness. So all you need to do is nothing. All you need to do is nothing, and stop trying to fix yourself, because you can't. You can't, and it knows you can't, and it's laughing up its sleeve. It's an entity. Nearly everybody has one of those. Nearly everybody. But sooner or later, it's going to appear as a disease or mental condition like yours. There's millions of people like you, and it's all the same symptoms. That's why I know. I want you to be aware that that's not you. The minute you see that's not you, you don't take any more blame. It's using your body and your mind to do the hell on earth as it is in Hades. It's just using you. And you have been tricked into it. And once you see the trick, don't hate it for it. Don't hate it, because it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to wake you up. It's supposed to give you a lot. For God's sake, understand that if you had no trials and tribulation, you'd be an animal. The human being has a struggle not just for existence and eat each other, but the human being is meant to find who created them. But on the other side, it doesn't want you to see that. Oh, don't go away, because the music is taking me away, and I'll be right back. Don't go away. Now, Susan, we'll hold Susan over to the other side, okay? All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Would you take this down? It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. The phone number tomorrow is 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. And you can call in the evening, because we have operators. And you can go to my website and download the 7-minute meditation and watch the fireworks. It's gentle. It's really gentle. Here we are.